meeting is being recorded.
Welcome to another edition of the Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Over there, we have my co-host, Leon Robinson IV. Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Welcome back. Happy New Year, man. Season three.
Happy New Year to you. Let's go. Well, man, so we're looking forward to, you know, as always, dynamic presentation that we bring on individuals that either were formerly incarcerated or organizations that are working with those individuals. So we're happy to do that. Before we do that, just want to let you know that the Breakthrough Podcast is brought to you by the Minority Business Development Agency out of Washington, D.C. And, you know, with the RIDE program, you can find out more about what we do by going onto our website. Our website is edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. We have this wonderful podcast that we bring to the world, really, each and every month. We have an entrepreneurship boot camp for those individuals who are thinking about starting a business or even scaling their business. We also have what we call our meetups, which we're going to start meeting. We're going to have a meeting, or I should say a gathering, let me put it that way, of individuals so that we can network with one another, as well as we'll do some continuing education for those meetups. We have an annual event, which will take place in August of this year. And we have a relationship with, two more things. We have a relationship with the Returning Citizen magazine, as well as we do specialized training. So our specialized training this year is focused on the real estate rehab industry. So I'm excited about the opportunities that we have, looking forward to many, many more. And we can't do this alone. So we partner with a number of organizations locally here in Baltimore, as well as in around Baltimore metropolitan. So with that said, let's bring on our guest for this edition of the Breakthrough Podcast is John Woods. John, welcome to the Breakthrough Podcast.
Good to be here.
All right. Well,
welcome. Thanks for joining today.
Absolutely. We're going to have you do a lot of talking, man. It's about you. This is your story. All right. So how long have you been home? And then after returning home, you know, what were your plans?
I've been home about a year and a half now. Got home in January. No, I'm sorry, July of last year. And did the whole 6 month, you know, what did they call that? They told me I was free, but I wasn't.
House arrest.
I did the whole 6 month house arrest thing. And then, you know, probation, parole, for the next, I guess, year and a half or so. So,
okay.
And so when I you know, I had these ideas and thoughts that, you know, when I came home that I would just jump right back into things, and nothing would change. And, you know, I had my connections and my people and all of that. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, it didn't work that way. So, you know, I think one of the big things was, you know, getting used to being home, understanding that, you know, you don't have to look out the window. You can go outside. You know what I mean? Getting used to, you know, walking on, you know, or trying not to get used to walking down the right side of the hallway. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and that whole thing. So,
right.
You know, getting used to some of the habits that were created, you know, when I was gone. So, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Of course, you know, you also think you have a support system, which I did have. But again, you know, that's a little shaky because, you know, now people are looking at you like, okay, well, you know, you going to go back? You know what I'm saying? Are you here? Or, you know, can we trust you? You know what I mean? And so,
right.
Yeah, it was a little bit different than I thought it was going to be. So, you know.
Let me ask you this. How long were you incarcerated?
4.5 years.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah, 4.5 years.
And then so being home, I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so being home. Oh, you go, John. This is you. This is your show. Go ahead.
Well, it was interesting because you know, if you've been away, you know, most people will say 4.5 years is not a long time. You know, what I will say is a day is too long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. A day is too long. So yeah,
I was in there for 6 months, brother, and it felt like an eternity. Counting every day, every second, every hour. Yeah. So I can only imagine years, you know. So definitely applaud you for, you know, being here and doing what you're doing.
Yeah. So it was a learning experience about that, you know, learning experience.
All right. So now that you're home, you started the business, you know. So let's talk about, you know, first, you know, talk about your business. What's the name of your business and what you do? And then I'll follow up with some other questions.
All right. So the business is Flavor One. That's the name of the business, Flavor One. Mm-hmm. It's a catering business. We were in the catering business before I left, came back, jumped back into it, and realized that catering is different now than it was then, right? Post-COVID. You know, people are not, you know, doing the gatherings that they were doing before. Right. And so had to make a huge shift in the way that I did business. So now we're basically doing meal prep plans and delivery services, weight loss plans, those type of things. So it's more an individual meal planning catering business than it is a party catering business.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It, you know, a lot of us really had to pivot, you know, during the pandemic. And from you being away for the time you were away, you know, things kind of really escalate because they have changed. And, you know, so what was your thinking when you came home and he was like, man, things have changed in the catering business. I need to figure out what to do. So what was your thinking that went into that?
You know, it's a good question because I really didn't believe things had changed because I missed the pandemic. I missed the change, right? And so my sister-in-law, you know, she kept telling me, you know, you coming home to something different. You know, and of course, me, I was like, nah, you know, I'm just jumping back on the horse. Ain't gonna be a problem. Right. And so when I got here and I realized that things were different, it was like, wow, this is, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. And so, you know, I sort of looked at, you know, some of my support system, and they were doing the DoorDash and the Uber Eats and all of that. And so I was like, well, hold on a second. If they can do it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then I can do it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the shift was, it took me about 6 months to figure out that, you know, I can't do what I used to do, right? And so once I started seeing, you know, packages being left at the door, you know, meals being delivered to the house and groceries being delivered to the house, you know. Ivan was like, you know, getting my food from, what is the name of that place? What is it? Wegmans. They were doing home delivery, right? And I'm like, wow, this is kind of crazy. So it took me a little while to catch on. But once I did, I realized that there was a market for fresh meals, right? Mm-hmm. Freshly prepared meals, good flavor, the right price point, right? Because, you know, That was it. So what I did was I said, okay, I can do this. And then the problem came up was, how am I going to deliver it?
Right.
You know, how am I going to deliver it? And so Uber wasn't a thing when I left. So when I came back, well, it was a thing, but it wasn't as big a thing as it was.
Right.
As it is, right? And so I was like in a car with an Uber driver one day, you know, because it takes us a little while to get our paperwork right, you know, when we come home. So I was in the car with an Uber driver one day. And I said, hey, man, how much do they, you know, if I'm paying you $7, how much do you get? you know, if I'm paying you $10, how much you get? And he broke down the percentage to me. And so I said to him, well, listen, I got a little thing going on here where, you know, you can do this and that, right? Mm-hmm. So if I've got a delivery on a Saturday, I'll give you $20 cash, mm-hmm. right? And you can go ahead and drop that off, and wherever you end up, mm-hmm. go do your Uber thing, right? And surprisingly, he said, okay. You know, I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, I started making building relationships with Uber drivers, right, mm-hmm. to deliver the product, mm-hmm. right. So it was. I think the biggest thing was, is I knew I had to do something, because. You know, parole officer, probation officer was like, you need a job. Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm like, well, I ain't had a job in 25 years. You know what I'm saying? Because the 20 years before, I was working for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't have a job in 25 years. I can't get a job. You know, I don't even know if I like people enough to go to the office every day. You know,
entrepreneur.
Right, right. So the spirit was there. So the spirit was like, okay, well, you know, you got to do something, right? Yeah. The pivot was I guess built on that spirit that I knew I couldn't get a job.
Mm.
Right? I knew I couldn't get a job. Mm-hmm. I had been trying, right? I had, again, Indeed and all of that stuff was out there, right? And so you put your name in the bucket and, you know, hope somebody calls, and nobody was called. So I had to do something, you know, and I got a family I got to take care of, you know. So,
right.
I just ended up like, okay, let's switch this, you know.
Mm. And, you know, some of the individuals that come on this particular podcast, I mean, they talk about that as well. But, you know, other people that I run into, I'm quite sure you too.
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks description of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard.
Is that me? All right. Yeah, so, you know, I know it's other people that, you know, they couldn't get a job, or they didn't want to get a job. So they had to find right. something, which you have done, and that's entrepreneurship. So that's one of the things that that we often talk about on this particular show. You know, I kept hearing you talk about support system, you know, so mm-hmm. you know, whether you are have been incarcerated or not, you know, being an entrepreneur or having a support system can be challenging. Talk about your support system and, you know, what advice would you give to other individuals who are coming home or are home, I should say, and thinking about entrepreneurship? You know, how critical is that support system?
It's extremely critical. I think that one of the things that we have to look at is, okay, who we have to see, right, is who really is your support system, right?
Yeah.
Who's really there on your side, mm-hmm. right? Because a lot of people will say it, but who's really there? Mm-hmm. Make agreements with those folks, right? It's mm-hmm. like, listen, I need a year, right? Mm-hmm. I need a year, right? Mm-hmm. I need a year. I need 2 weeks over here. I need 3 weeks over there. I need 5 weeks over here. You know, let people know what you need, mm-hmm. right? And live by that, right? So it's like, your auntie, I need 4 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, this is what I'm doing. Have your plan together about what you want to do, right? And when you say you need 4 weeks, when that 4 weeks is up, you know, who you know, in advance, you know, all right, I got 4 weeks with auntie over here. I got 2 weeks with, you know, cousin over here. I got 2 weeks over there. So it doesn't have to be, I need to be in your house for a year, right? You know, be, you know, honest about what you're going to do and make the commitment to, you know, not overwhelm people, right? Because generally those people are doing it out of either love or like for you, right?
Yeah.
And that way it's thin, you know, because life went on when we were gone, right? Mm-hmm. And so yeah, you know, just I would just say, you know, don't overwhelm people with your need, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the best way I can put it. And what I found is that, you know, because I was doing what I said I was going to do, right? I didn't stay more than 4 weeks at auntie's house. You know, I didn't stay more than 2 weeks at my cousin's house. You know, people were like, well, okay, you can come here. You know what I'm saying? Or you can come there. You know what I'm saying? Because you were working every day. You were doing what you had to do. You weren't laying up on the couch. You know what I'm saying? So that support system, you have to honor that relationship, right? That's what I would say, you know, and then go from there, right? And I found that because I was honoring those relationships and those commitments that I made, then people were like, okay, I got 2 weeks for you. You know, they, you know, I had one auntie who was like, well, you can come over here whenever you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's like, okay, all right, cool. Well, I'm coming. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah. So that's what I would say. And you know, try not to, and understand that your stuff is your stuff.
Right.
If you did it, if you didn't do it, whatever it is, it's yours. Right. And so, you know, you can't get mad at people for not wanting to be involved, right?
Yeah,
but if you honor your relationships enough, they'll take care of you. You know.
Speaking
if they can't, just go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, speaking of the support, what do you have any other support within your business, or is it just you? As far as the catering services, the preparation, the production, like, do you have a team?
I do have a team. I built a team. Gotcha. It was me at first. Fortunately, you know, one of the things that I had in play is that I had some people on my team before I left. Right. And so some of those people were still willing to help out, for a little bit. Right. Cause you know, the other thing you got to understand about your support team is, you know, before I left, everything was great. You know, everybody had a pocket full of money. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming back and it's like, yo, cuz I got $25 for you. You know what I'm saying? That's it. You know?
Yeah.
And so yeah. So you have a team now. The thing that I've been really blessed with is because of COVID, right? People are used to doing, you know, four or five different things to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because of COVID, people are like, okay, well, I'll drive Uber for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'll go work this party over here for this guy. And then I'll go, you know, and do my, you know, in-home business for another 2 hours. So people are more used to bringing in the income from different places and spaces now.
Right.
Right. And building it that way, as opposed to, I'm going to go to work from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock and get this check.
Yeah.
You know?
Flexibility.
Yes, right. And those gig workers as well, you know,
right.
Those individuals who are, like you just said, you know, working four or five different type of opportunities to bring in resources and flexibility too.
Yeah.
You know, like you just said, Leah.
COVID kind of forced us to do that because of just hybrid, working at home, working actually in a physical location, and you know, obviously financially with the economy and interest rates and inflation, like people had to get creative now. So I definitely understand that. I do have a follow-up question about just your concept of your business overall. Where did the passion come from in reference to cooking and food and all of that stuff? Like, how did you get into that field?
I got into the field when I was... I think I was about 12 years old. My dad was a chef, and so he had us in the kitchen opening up those I don't even know if they have the big number 10 cans with the big crankshaft can opener. You know what I mean? So it was like, all right, boy, go over there and open them 50 cans of tomato paste, you know. And he was a chef at a boys' home in New York, called St. Joe's. It's where they house, you know, youth who didn't have families and stuff like that. And so he would bring us up there, and you know, he would make us do all kinds of craziness. But never he would never let us cook though. You know, he's like, okay, open the cans, take out the trash, wash the dishes. You know,
right.
And so the passion came from, you know, I want to, you know, it's like you see that person over there doing that thing that you want to do, but they're not letting you do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. And then I was like, whenever he let me on that stove, let me on that stove, I'm gonna kill it. So that's pretty much where the passion came from. From then on, you know, it just kept popping back up, you know, in my life. It wasn't planned to.
It was easy for you, something you really enjoy, something that, you know, wake you up in the morning. So that's awesome.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
As entrepreneurs, that's how you got to start your businesses.
That's right.
You got to have a passion and enthusiasm for whatever it is you want to do. And that will take you a long way.
You know, I don't know who said it, but I've heard it a million times. And I believe it. If you do what you love, it ain't work.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. You know, so, you know, a lot of things happened during the pandemic. You know, people were doing these multiple jobs, multiple tasks, but people were also gaining weight. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to say gaining weight. Now, you said early on that you said you were doing meal prep and with weight loss. So talk about that, and how did you decide that was one of the niches that you were going to, you know, get involved with?
Well, you know, it's interesting is, I believe in life that, you know, a lot of the decisions you make are made for you, right? And so it's not like, you know, this is something I really want to stress to focus that, you know, take the opportunity when it's given to you. I was doing a catering gig, group of people, and, you know, a young lady walked up to me and she says, well, you know, this is what I do. And she told me she was, I think her company's name is, can I say company's name on this? Is that cool? Can I say somebody's name or no?
Hey, you can say, this is your spotlight. It's your story.
I'm just saying, I just want to shout her out because she's the one who really started. It's called GYBB, Get Your Body Back. Get your body back. Right. And she's a sister down in Annapolis, and she really works with people, and maintaining weight loss. And she does, you know, she's got a whole clinic down there. And she said, well, you know, I got a meal plan for people. And do you think you could do it? You know, and me being me, I said, absolutely. I didn't know if I could or if I couldn't, but I wasn't going to turn down, you know, I wasn't going to say no. She said, well, do you think you can do this? Because I like your food. She said, think you can do this in a weight loss perspective? I said, absolutely, I can. And so got with her, started working with her. And she was doing it herself first, and she was then selling it to her customers. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, you know, what can we do? And so we did it, set it up, found out at first that the price point wasn't right. It's like, okay, I can't do this for this price. And, you know, thankfully, you know, when I told her that, she was like, well, you know, Jenny Craig is doing it for this, so go ahead. You know what I mean? Right. So I was like, all right, cool. So she really got me into that perspective of the weight loss and weight maintenance piece. And then, you know, from there we flipped it into, okay, well, what about the people who, you know, want to eat well, but don't want to lose weight, right?
Yeah.
What about the people who want to eat a rib every 2 weeks or so?
Right.
You know, so then we flipped that into the heart healthy meal plan, right? Which allowed you to, you know, still get some of that good old comfort food, but most of it wasn't going to be that, right? Yeah. You know? And so we moved over into that meal plan, and then we flipped it again and said, okay, well, let's just, you know, do some regular food for folks. You know, folks who aren't really concerned about health or weight loss or anything like that. Not necessarily health, because I don't want to feed people garbage. Right. But how do we flip that piece as well? So again, it's like, where's the opportunity and where can we do it? You know, and so and we, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, if you look at companies that are successful, I mean, follow their model.
That's right.
What's the difference between Burger King, McDonald's, and what's that other fast? Wendy's. and no difference. They selling the same stuff. Yeah. You know, just a different bun in a different shape, right? So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, you just have to find what's out there and copy it. You
know? Yep. Make it your own. Speaking of that, man, I really just want to applaud you, give you your flowers for our podcast is titled The Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. And the fact that you were inclined enough to switch up your business from just a standard catering business, understanding what was going on in the economy and the marketplace, to changing it and switching it into a meal prep service, delivery service. You know, that's excellent, man. I just want to applaud you for just being forward thinking and being able to really like tap into what's really going on in the marketplace and where you can actually take advantage of.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And I don't want to take all the credit for that because, you know, I got girls and girls require money.
They do. A lot of money.
Yeah. I have 15 and 17. So they at that point where, you know, yeah, daddy, I need a new thing for my Crocs. I don't even know what the thing is they put on the new button or whatever. It's like,
I don't even know.
Go ahead, baby. Go get it. It's like, it's $25. Oh, let's say.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, you get motivated by those you love too. So
I make that money.
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely.
This is Mixed Lab Production.